Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for September 19th to the 25th. So, I hope that you guys are all feeling much, much better than I'm feeling. It's been a rough kind of last 2-3 days. It really has. There's some really heavy, thick, dense energy that's coming through. There's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and I know that there's a lot of us who, in particular, are, you know, really kind of connected to the stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and it plays out in our physical bodies. And so for me, that looked like a migraine for the past couple of days, day three, and not just a regular migraine, but the vestibular migraine. So it kind of makes me feel dizzy and off balance and yeah, so fun stuff. But I know just from, you know, putting it out there and talking to everybody, there's a lot of light workers that are feeling kind of the same thing. So we definitely, you know, there's some of us that are hardwired into what's going on, and some of us are feeling it in a really big way through our physical bodies, and others aren't. And so if you're not, then I'm totally jealous of you because I'm not going to lie. It's been a rough couple of days for sure. And so I was interested to see what they were going to give us today because, you know, I hate coming on and then being like the all doom and gloom, because that's what I'm feeling from, you know, from my human perspective. That's exactly what I'm feeling. And so, you know, when I tune in collectively and get the information for all of us, I always kind of want there to be like a light at the end of the tunnel. I want there to be a rainbow over the bridge. But I guess sometimes that's just not always the case. And, you know, maybe it's time for us to realize that this next little while, this next little cycle that we're going to be going through might just not have a lot of the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, like my husband said today, what are you going to do? You got to keep on going, right? You can't give up. You're going to keep on going. So here's what we have. Here's what came up for us. So you guys know that we've got the seven planets in retrograde right now. Well, six technically, but Chiron is in there. They're including Chiron in there as in retrograde as well. And you guys know the bit about Chiron, right? That's the wounded healer. So that kind of totally plays into any healer, any light worker, anybody out there that is like trying to, you know, walk the walk. We're definitely, you know, going to be feeling some contrast in all of our experiences. And that's, again, that's, you know, the wounded healer that can't heal themselves. That's kind of might be a theme, you know, for us coming up for the next little while, which, geez, that sounds like fun. I'm glad I signed up for that class. Oh, goodness. So that may be making, you know, everything kind of the feeling a little bit wobbly for everybody, not just on a physical level. And wobbly, like, I mean, like things just kind of aren't fitting. The pieces of the puzzle aren't fitting in for you. And that will be for a little while, because when you, again, that's a lot of energy, seven planets, all kind of shifting courses. That means that things that you might have thought you were doing kind of have shifted, or maybe the way you thought you were feeling about something has kind of shifted. So all of that's kind of all over the place for a little bit for all of us. So I feel like during this time, it's just important to like not make any like major decisions about things. Don't like start any brand new projects until things start to settle down a little bit. And coast, do the coasting. The coasting thing is really important. I want to talk to you guys about something that has been coming up for me recently. Like, you know, when things come into your awareness, right? Like, so I make a point of like not watching the news, not listening to the news, all of that. But there will be certain things that are significant. And when they are, you know, my team makes sure that they come to me. Often they'll bring it to me like in the dream state first, and then it'll come to me later. So I just wanted to let you guys know, because maybe you're not aware of this, but we have some major, major weather systems like happening that it's very interesting. So in Puerto Rico on Saturday or Sunday, maybe it was Sunday, No, Saturday would have been Saturday. They had an earthquake, like a massive earthquake, and then the entire country has no power. So 3.2 million people in Puerto Rico have no power. It's gone, like completely wiped off. There was also, you know, I watched a couple of videos of in Taiwan, the earthquakes coming through. You could literally see the train coming, like the train coming to pick people up, literally like rocking back and forth from the earthquake. Like we have some major in California, we've got fires and drought. In India, we've got flooding. We've got if you were to pull, and I find it so interesting that we don't see this. Like you don't see this on the Weather Channel, or if you do, maybe like a little 2 second blurb of it, but you don't see more of it. But we have like huge things happening. And it's funny to me because normally when these weather systems like this, like the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, all of that, we see some kind of shift in the Schumann. So the, you know, the Schumann resonance scale, the measurement of the Earth's core, the heartbeat of Gaia, we normally see some kind of significant shift in there, and we're not. And I find it so funny because I don't know if you guys know that, but the Schumann was not available for like 10 days. It went out. There was no actual live data. And then it miraculously came back online. And since it's come back online, the readings are like lower than I've ever seen them. So they've got like the base core hertz of it is lower than it's ever been, which if I gauge this by how I'm feeling, I would say that that's broken, that it's not working properly. And so, which then leads me to believe is like, was something switched? Did something get changed? Why would they change that? Why do they, you know, why were there too many of us tuning into the Schumann and using it to connect the dots to things? And now they've taken that away. I'm not sure, but there's a piece of the puzzle there that just doesn't actually fit well. Yeah, so we'll see what happens and kind of expands on with that. So also, you guys, let me know, and you guys can certainly send me a reply to the email, or you can make a comment on our Facebook page. But when the energies are intense like this, I know for sure that I have a difficulty staying in the physical body. So as a soul, you know, our souls pop in and out of the physical body all the time. It happens when you go to sleep, when you go to the dream state, your body, your soul leaves your physical body. But when it's like when the energies are, you know, particularly dense like this, and we have stuff going on, I find it, you know, extremely hard. Like, and you may, what I'm talking about is you may notice this when you go to sleep sometimes, you know, when you're just about to fall asleep and you have that jerking reaction. That's literally your soul leaving the body before your body went into sleep state. So your body was aware that your soul was leaving and it feels that jerk. And so what happens is your soul pops back into the body. And so you know, lots and lots of people have that happen. I mean, I'm sure that if you sleep with somebody, you've seen them do that at nighttime, or, you know, it's a common occurrence. I find it's happening lots lately. Like even, so it's happening to me more often. It's happening with my husband. I'm noticing him having that stuff happening at night. And so I find that kind of interesting how our souls are like so quick to jump out. And I feel like that's because they're doing a lot of stuff, you know, in the other realms or behind the scenes, like they're doing. So it's not just, it's like double time. It's like, that's why we're, you know, we're being double agents almost. And that's why maybe we're feeling tired, because we're doing so much work in the other realms as well. They said to me that we would be noticing physical pressure in the body. So a lot of physical pressure coming up. And again, it's like that. They're saying to me that has to do with the light code. So when they're sending in the light codes, bringing in those higher frequencies to us, it kind of expands, you know, like the cells of our human DNA. And we need to create more room. So we're going to have to be, again, that like releasing, like letting things go more. It was interesting because it gave me they told me that what we should be doing, and this would be because when I was like, well, like, how do we help ourselves? What can we do to help ourselves through this? They said that we need to be sending our wounds love, sending our physical stuff love. So I know that that can be kind of hard sometimes, right? Especially when you've got physical pain in your body, or, you know, you're not feeling well emotionally, to be able to like find it within you to send that energy, that experience, some love instead of, you know, the frustration that comes with it. Because what happens is if we don't send the love, then we create the resistance, and whatever we resist persists, right? That's kind of the whole, you know, law of attraction on this planet. So do yourself a favor. I know I'm gonna work on this myself, of just kind of coming into a softer, gentler place around it. And, you know, and sending the wounds some love, sending the physical stuff some love. And I found this is interesting too, because, you know, when we talk about we're on this mission, we're supposed to be doing the work, we're supposed to, you know, we dig in, we all that stuff. I know sometimes it feels like we've done it. Like, it feels like, well, what more can I do on that? Like, what I thought I've gotten over that. But what they're showing me is that we still have a lot of anger in us. There's still judgment in us. There's still fear within us. And even the tiniest little bit of that frequency right now is going to collide. It's going to collide with the new frequencies that are coming in. So maybe, you know, instead of having to go through the scenarios of, oh, well, what person did this happen through? What experience did this happen through? Instead of trying to do that, maybe our new way of doing it is just allowing it to be and then sending it some love so that it can actually just go and leave our experience and express it wherever it needs to. So not within our this experience anymore. So right now, and, you know, for those of you that do have psychic abilities or do have mediumship abilities or do have that, and I think there's a lot of you guys in the group that do, you may be noticing that the veil is really thin right now. And so I've been definitely noticing this. Of course, it's easier for me to notice this because I, you know, when I do the readings on a daily basis, it's almost like they have moved in closer, or their ability to come in is much closer, energetically, physically. And when I asked about this, they said to me, and this is kind of where the darker stuff will come in, so bear with me on this, please. I don't consider myself to be a conspiracy theorist, because I honestly believe that all of the stuff that, that I question, or all of the stuff, it's, you know, it's worth questioning. And, you know, it's, I think for all of us, I think the whole conspiracy theorist thing should be thrown out now, because if anything, you know, this last few years have taught us is that we should be questioning. We should be questioning. And if things don't feel right and don't make sense, then we don't have to believe it. So does that mean that we're conspiracy theorists because we are just not taking everything, you know, as is for face value? Then I guess that you can go ahead and call us that. Anyways, this is where they said to me, they said worlds colliding. And so they didn't expand on that. And I feel like not necessarily happening here on Earth, but again, you know, in the other realms. They said to me death and destruction. So, you know, that is, I feel like that's what we're feeling, that heaviness, like that kind of looming, you know, unease, like, you know, kind of that, you know, your kind of feeling that you get when you go through a haunted house. That is the kind of feeling that's coming through from, and not necessarily just from here, but like from in a big way. They said to me claiming territories. So I'm not sure. And again, guys, they just gave them to me like in point form, didn't expand on it. And I feel like the reason they don't expand on it is because I'm so energetically sensitive. If they just overload me, I will just be like, oh my God. And I probably won't be able to function. So I think, I feel like that's why they just give me a little bit. And then they specifically like tell me, okay, we gave it to you. Now don't sit there and think about it. Like don't. And so I'm going to tell you guys the same thing. When we get like the doom and gloom predictions that come through, don't sit there and take it into your frequency, into your vibration. Take it as a like, oh, okay, good to know. Okay. Now I can like prepare myself or do whatever I need to do. I'll be smart. I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to hang on to that frequency. And so they said to me, the New World Order, end of times. So I feel like that is good news. And I feel like there's a lot of, people out there that are talking about this as well. They always do kind of talk about this, though, and it never seems like anything comes of it. But so, like, fingers crossed this time that this really is something that is happening and shifting. And so if you're not familiar with the New World Order, that would be referring to, the elites, the control, the power, the dark side. When you guys hear me talk about the dark side, that's what they're talking about. Excuse me. Okay. And then under that, they gave touching the untouchables. So I feel like that is kind of, you know, that may be what we're feeling is like that ugliness, like that shakedown, that, the destructuring of that, right? And so now how this comes into us and where our part is specifically, they said that, and this was interesting, they said full disclosure of how you're feeling. And so this is really, really important because if you don't begin to let out how you're feeling, it's going to create an excess within you. And they literally, this was interesting because they said like a nuclear reactor about to go off, saying you can't keep things bottled up. And it's saying, and they said to us, you think that you're doing it. So you think that you've been letting go, but have you been really letting go, or have you just been like pushing it down, like out of sight, out of mind, so that still within you, there's all of those little, you know, the lower frequencies? And how you would know that that's true is that you're easily triggered. So that means that, you know, things will irritate you, or things will make you angry, or you'll feel lost, or, abandonment is coming up big for a lot of people. Like, so all of that's stuff that we think that we've worked through, but sometimes, you know, it's like, we know it's a work in progress. We know that it will never completely disappear, but I feel like they're giving us the opportunity right now to like really let go of it, to let it go and be like, okay, so that experience happened to me. It happened to me for that reason. I am no longer going to carry that animosity towards that person or towards that experience. And I'm certainly not going to let it define me. So I'm going to release all of the frequencies that are associated with that particular experience. And so find that kind of like within yourself to have the recognition of that. And, you know, it may just be that when they talk about full disclosure of how you're feeling, it may just be the fact that you start to talk about it. Like you literally, you know, I feel like the social media sometimes can be a platform for us to do that. And it doesn't, you know, and there's people that will say, well, sometimes then it amplifies what you're doing. But I really believe that it's true. Like if in a big way you need to release something, you need to say, you know what, I'm feeling like this, or I'm done with that, then put it out there and let it be so that it can release. So that, and also writing things down sometimes, you know, writing that down, I'm feeling like this, this is still bothering me, this is still coming up for me, and I just want to release it. I want to let it go when I want to release it. Maybe doing some work like that will be helpful. Also, when we do we're doing our healing together this week on Thursday, I'm going to be teaching you guys that chakra healing, that, really powerful chakra healing. This will be a really good thing for us to do. And then you can do it anytime. Once I teach you how to do it, you can do it anytime, anywhere. And it'll be really good at clearing that up, of cleaning up that stuff, that kind of like the residual lower frequencies that we kind of all have. So if you can, be great if you can join us the live on the Thursday. If not, it will be in the hub so you guys can go back to it as much as you want. I feel like that will be helpful too, that you guys may find that, you know, find a really good meditation that you really, really like, and then go back to it and do it, you know, maybe even a couple times during the day over this next little bit. So they said to us kind of, and this was good. So like after all of that dark stuff, They said to us, we are consciously expanding through love and creation. So that is kind of, that brings back to the purpose of it. Like if you're wondering what the purpose of all of this is, that's what it is. Consciously expanding through love and creation. And so it's kind of like, it's, you know, coming out of the ashes.